The Word of Life. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Jesus spoke of the kingdom of God to the crowds that followed him. He used simple words, parables taken from everyday life, and yet his words held a special fascination. The crowds were spellbound by his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Likewise, when the temple guards sent to arrest him were asked by the chief priests and Pharisees, "Why did you not bring him in?" They replied, "Never before has anyone spoken like this one." The Gospel of John also speaks about the conversations filled with light that Jesus had with individuals like Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman. He explained matters in depth to his apostles. He spoke openly of the Father and of the things of heaven, and with them he no longer used figures of speech. His words were convincing, and the disciples did not retreat, even when they did not fully understand his words or when those words seemed to be too demanding. Some of his disciples remarked, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" when they heard him say that he would give them his body to eat and his blood to drink. Seeing that many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him, Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Peter, now bound to him forever, having been fascinated by the words he heard spoken from that day he first met Jesus, answered on behalf of everyone, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."